Hello and welcome to Hobby Hard. This is the first episode. This is the podcast where we talk about hobbies. You know, some people have hobbies. We all do. But then there's other people, a completely different group of people, who hobby hard. They are completely dedicated to kind of strange things. The first one that we're going to cover this week is karaoke. I'm joined by my co-hosts. Introduce yourselves.
Oh, Sam Porter.
My name is Dylan. Oh, am I supposed to say my last name too? Dylan Heimbrock. Yeah, I'll just throw it out there. I like to be nonchalant. I want to be off the grid a little bit.
You want people to Google you? You know.
I don't like being Googled.
All right, so
it's a unique stalkers. Name though.
I mean, I do.
It's a good one. It's very German.
It's very German, and anyone who Googles me, they're going to find me. Yeah, dude, 100%. My old man was his name Adolf. Come on.
That's true.
It's 100% true.
Anyway, enough about Adolf. So karaoke, Dylan. What do you think about karaoke?
Well, personally, I love karaoke. I always have a blast at karaoke. When I was in school at the University of Pittsburgh, my friends and I always had a jolly old time, just getting completely, as our friend Clavins likes to say, schnockered, and going and doing some ridiculous karaoke. I think I've done Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh, I love that song.
One too many times in karaoke.
I didn't realize karaoke places had that song.
Oh, dude. That's, I mean, maybe not in the city of Austin, but in Pittsburgh, every one of them has it.
It seems like...
Cool. And it is a crowd pleaser, let me tell you.
Oh, I would love to do that one.
Yeah, what kind of karaoke bars are up there?
Well, I mean, they're usually just, you know, piece of crap bars near colleges that just, you know, put on a karaoke machine and they say, hey, all you dirtbags, go to town. And all the homeless people and degenerates show up and they hang out with the kids and, you know, they sit there and they deride us and then they do Two Live Crew songs and they dance up on girls' asses while they can't actually sing the songs. That's a thing that happens.
I actually like karaoke a lot too. I don't do it a lot, and I feel like, yeah, there's definitely people you see at the bars that you know are there every night.
Oh yeah,
singing the same songs to their same small group of friends. But you know, I do like karaoke. I like singing, and there's like certain songs that I like singing when I go to karaoke.
Well, yeah, Sam, you are in a band.
So
yeah, what kind of songs do you like to sing?
I'm in a band with Porter over here.
Hey, everyone.
He's live, don't worry.
So, you know, I sing semi-professionally from time to time.
Semi-professionally. I occasionally sing originals to a group of people who don't pay me. Don't worry about it.
For, you know, charity events.
In a parking lot.
Blood drives.
Sometimes at fashion shows. Don't worry about it.
That actually happened.
That was actually pretty fun.
Sam, do you enjoy karaoke?
I like karaoke. I tend to forget about karaoke sometimes whenever I go.
What does that mean?
Like, you know, it's not really like the top of my list of things to do, like whenever I'm going to go out and stuff.
Yeah, that was proven by last Friday.
What happened last Friday?
We went to a
karaoke bar. There was a karaoke bar right by Sam's apartment.
Sam Porter's
apartment. And
don't get those confused.
You can't get those two confused.
Don't get them.
And
pretty different. We're different people.
We were a little bit toasted. We were a little bit toasted around midnight and a little schnockered, and we were trying to find a bar to go to. And all the bars that were around where he lives, except were not serving alcohol anymore because they're all restaurants. And then we walked around for a solid 25 minutes before we realized, oh wow, there's a karaoke bar down the street. Guess what? That's going to sell us booze.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Let's do it.
You went to Egos?
We went to Egos.
From
Egos,
South Congress.
For people that don't know, is a karaoke bar, and it's kind of tucked away in a parking garage.
It is like a weird location.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the building above it used to be a hotel, but I can't, I mean, I don't
now
think
it's
it,
a parking deck.
Yeah, now it's just like a parking deck.
Yeah,
some nonsense.
Like the outside area of the bar is just like an underneath of a parking garage.
Right? Yeah,
it's really
weird.
This is in Austin, Texas for you people.
That's where we are.
Austin. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is calm old Austin, Texas.
There's a lot of parking, but yeah, it was karaoke. We went there. We actually weren't able to get on the list though, which kind of sucked.
Oh yeah, it's kind of competitive.
It's very competitive.
You have to get there early.
We got there at midnight, and so the list had probably been full for a solid 4 hours.
But we saw a couple. We'll do two songs. I feel like.
What'd you see?
What songs?
Yeah. No, who? What are their names?
Oh.
Well, there was one guy.
I think there was a Mary in there.
There was totally a Mary. Yeah. Because our buddy Clay started a chant for Mary at the end. Yeah. He really wanted her.
Nancy, too.
Or Nancy. That was the one Nancy, Clay started chanting for. Nancy. And while Nancy was singing one of the last songs, her
belting it, as you
she
should
was
say.
Belting it. Her,
I love it when they do that.
Her drunk 42-year-old friend decided to come over and make me dance with her.
What songs did it do?
The only one that I remember is there's this guy, this little, you know, kind of rotund Asian man who wanted to be Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords entirely too much. He had the glasses, he had the haircut, he was even wearing a Flight of the Conchords t-shirt, and he sang a Flight of the Conchords song.
He had the sideburns.
He had the sideburns and everything.
They had a Flight of the Conchords song.
Yeah, I forget which one it was. It was like one of the slower ones, and I sat there and I said...
Like really upbeat, heavy songs?
I don't know. They don't. I wish they had some metal songs, that'd be awesome. But when he started singing, I originally questioned the song choice hard. I sat there and said, this is going to be terrible. And then the guy tore it up. People got really into it.
He even did a jump off the stage, got inside the crowd. He was even kind of dancing with a girl while he was singing.
He was rubbing his big old belly up on top of some girl.
He did have a little bit of a belly.
Yeah, he had a little bit of a pot, as they call it in the Pulp Fiction.
He was pushing 5 foot, too, so he was not really that tall of a guy.
No, he's just a little marshmallow with legs.
He had the pipes, though.
They all weren't able to...
They weren't able to sing. Dylan was singing a little bit while the people were... I don't think you saw us looking at you, though.
What?
When you were singing, like, while other people were singing.
Was I doing that?
Yeah, you definitely were.
Oh, I don't remember. I think you're just making that up.
That's not true. Dylan, do you remember when we went to that karaoke bar in Mississippi?
Absolutely. I could never forget
that
moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a good
Go
one.
Ahead.
Well,
tell the listeners.
I really like this one.
Well, anyway, so Sam Zita, he went to school in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
That's me.
And we decided to go visit some friends of his that were still in college. And we went to this terrible redneck karaoke bar. And
Shenanigans.
It's called Shenanigans. Well, it's an Irish karaoke bar.
They have steak on Sundays.
They do have steak on Sundays, and they have completely inept bartenders that can't figure out how to find beers inside of coolers that are...
I also saw a guy...
It can be confusing.
I saw a guy try to pick a fight with a girl. In the bathroom line.
That's terrible. Yeah, this place is redneck as shit.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so Sam Zita and I and some of his friends from school, we were sitting in front of these two rednecks, and the whole time they were just deriding everyone who was up on stage, and Sam and I decided to sing Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, and so, you know, I go up there to write down our name, and I write down our name as Hydro Pussy.
Right.
And the woman, she sits there, and she goes, when she's calling us up, she goes, do I really have to fucking read this? and I yell at her, yes! And so she goes, Jesus Christ, Hydro Pussy. And these two rednecks sitting right behind us, they go, Hydro Pussy, shit, I can get down with that.
And I didn't realize how little I knew that song until we got on stage, because we were trying to sing it in unison.
Yeah.
And like,
are we all singing together anyway?
I don't know.
Well, we were drunk. We decided
solidarity?
To do it.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, so we get up there and we were singing the song, and as we're in the middle of the song,
we did a terrible job.
Well, the best part
it was hard.
You're kind of getting ahead of yourself here, Sam. Anyway, so we get up onto the stage and we start singing this song, and in the middle of the song, all of a sudden, we start hearing these rednecks start yelling at us. Get off the stage, you fucking queers! Y'all are a bunch of fucking faggots! And just screaming at the top of their lungs repeatedly for a solid half of the song. And I just start laughing and stop singing and just laugh and laugh and laugh. And Sam keeps singing the song and we get off the stage. And Sam just goes, oh, I think that went pretty well. I didn't fucking hear it at all. And that just made my day.
Yeah, I actually didn't hear the guys doing that.
Heckling the shit out of us. It was absolutely wonderful.
At that same bar, it wasn't this night, but it was a different night, and there was this guy singing, like, some love song, and what was it called? It's like some country song or love song or something. And
some Garth Brooks
he's looking at his girlfriend the entire time, he's, like, sitting across from him, and in the middle of the song, like, he throws something at her, and,
just imagine you throw like a fucking rock at her. Well, fuck you, bitch!
And
black eye.
And you just keep singing, and Eventually, we notice that it's an engagement ring, and this girl is, like, just sitting there sobbing, and the guy just looks completely unfazed and finishes the song. And then at the end of the song, he looks at her and he goes, "Baby, you got that thing on?" And he never, and like everyone cheers. He never like asked, "Hey, will you marry me?" Yeah, that was the proposal.
That was awesome. It was the funniest thing, because I'm sitting there imagining this guy sitting there singing some, you know, bullshit Toby Keith song, and he just casually pulls out an engagement ring and just fucking tosses it at her in the middle of the song.
I just guess. Sort of.
It's like, I like to imagine it just hitting her in the face and her being completely fazed by the entire thing and just going, "Oh shit, baby, just proposed!" Oh my god!
The best thing is thinking about his train of thought. Like, this karaoke bar is our place. Like, this is where we met, or like, this is where I take her on Sunday steak dinners. This is the perfect place to propose.
Where karaoke really just has a special place.
Yeah. So this
is the heart of Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
These are the people that hobby hard.
Yeah, there's a pretty redneck karaoke place in Birmingham, actually, Birmingham, Alabama. And it's called Bourbon Street, and party down hard there for sure. But so Bourbon Street is an old carved out Pizza Hut, literally an old Pizza Hut, and they kept all the furniture. So like you go in there, and I'm pretty sure they kept the paint.
So just like booths. There's a pizza oven just hanging out.
I think they do serve pizza. Actually. They should.
Somewhere there's a deep fryer.
If they don't, that's terrible.
It's a terrible decision on their part.
But so there's a split in the crowd that goes there. So like half the people that go there are these like younger hipsters, and the other half of it is just like straight up rednecks from the country that go there. And so, like, the songs that are chosen to sing are just, like, it's, like, a country song and then, like, some of, like, a Vampire Weekend song or something.
They have Vampire Weekend at
they keep it current, for
sure. Bro, you're so surprised by all these songs.
I thought it was all, like, crappy country songs and, like, top 40.
Are you kidding me? Any song that's been popular in the last, like, 15 years is probably on some sort of ridiculous karaoke list somewhere. Doesn't matter. Even in Birmingham, Alabama, I bet they've got Teenage Dirtbag somewhere.
Are songs like that readily available? Like,
I thought it was
sort of
now.
An ordeal to like re-record these songs as karaoke versions and like program the lyrics and all that.
I mean, I'm sure the bands just let it happen because they probably get some sort of residuals off of it.
Let's talk about that. Do you think that all these shitty bars in Alabama pay residuals?
No. What I'm talking about is when they like re-record it, and then they have to, and then the karaoke company is going to have to buy the CDs and whatnot.
It's probably just included in the price,
right? It'd be included in whatever like bullshit machine or CDs or whatever the hell you're buying.
Let's not just downgrade the machines, man. Seriously,
they will rise.
These machines,
bro. We're not in Japan, all right? We don't have top quality machines.
There you go. Now we're talking about Asian karaoke,
which is where
the best thing ever
is. That where started?
Well, it's a Japanese word. I think it started in Japan. Well, it's a Japanese portmanteau. Do you know? It's like a combination of words.
Oh,
so
like
I learned this in my research for the podcast.
Nice.
So kara means,
someone's prepared over here.
Kara mean is Japanese for empty, and oka sephora is Japanese for orchestra. So karaoke basically means empty orchestra.
All this is just too much learning, I feel like.
Anyway, so I'm pretty sure it started in Japan.
Well, that kind of makes sense because Asian people just lose their minds when it comes to karaoke.
Yeah, I was
seriously.
I was in San Francisco,
and they actually are really good at it.
Well, yeah, they love it. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was in a buddy of mine and I when we were in college. We went to go visit his brother who was living.
What's this person's name?
His name is Noah. My buddy Noah.
Last name?
Didn't give us his consent. I'm not going to throw it out there. Anyway, his brother was living in Koreatown in San Francisco. We went and we visited him, and we went out one night and got obviously wasted. And there was a Denny's over by his place. So obviously you were wasted and went to the worst eating establishment on the face of the earth.
I love Denny's.
Don't
go there.
Terrible choice. It is the worst.
Why are you playing my karaoke here? Why do you have to go rip on Denny's?
Because the Denny's was right below an Asian karaoke place.
Waffle House is better.
Waffle House is better.
Waffle House, hands down, Waffle House is better.
Shia LaBeouf goes to Waffle House.
Anyway, so the Denny's is directly below this Asian karaoke place, and the Denny's is 24 hours. So my buddy and I, we get there, right, as, I guess, we get there about 2 or 3 or whenever the hell the bars in San Francisco close. And the second that the Asian karaoke bar closes, every single person from the karaoke bar comes into Denny's, and they go into Denny's. You and my buddy are just sitting there and just having a conversation. All of a sudden, there are 40 Asian people singing karaoke in the middle of Denny's with no machines, no music. Wait. They were just sitting there. They went in, they were eating, and they would literally point at someone, and they'd say, sing, and then that person would sing an entire song. And then they would point at somebody else, and the next person would... We sat there just completely amazed for, like, a solid hour, just like, what the fuck is happening?
Awesome.
It was incredible.
I would love to see that.
It was awesome. And the whole time I was trying to steal beers from the refrigerator sitting right next to our table.
Did they serve beer?
In the one in San Francisco we were at does.
I didn't really know that.
Must be a big city thing.
Yeah, it's a big city thing. It doesn't happen in small towns.
So, guys, I want to bring it back. Do you guys remember Say What Karaoke?
Dave Holmes?
Yeah. On MTV.
That was MTV
Spring Break.
Oh, MTV Spring Breaks were awesome, by the way.
I just read a whole thing, like Dave Holmes talking about MTV and, because since the MTV's 20th anniversary just happened, he wrote a whole article about it, and he was talking about how his favorite thing when he was working at MTV was doing Say What Karaoke, because they would just go to some, you know, island for 2 months and do nothing but record people doing karaoke.
I don't understand how that was a show. What I understand even less is why I watched it so much.
That is a good question, because I can only ever really enjoy watching people do it when I'm also in the drunk state of mind.
I probably watched, like, that whole series.
Well, Sam, you also watch every series that's on USA, so none of this
I just have so many.
So, are there any all-stars that come out of that cast? Like, are there any...
Say What Karaoke?
Yeah.
Well, it was all just, like...
Do you have any all-stars?
It was just all, like, Spring
Break. It's where Avril Lavigne was found. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It was all random Spring Break contestants. Like,
but I know, but are there any, like... Because, I mean...
But actually, they were, like, choreographed.
I think 311 might have been on there once.
Yeah.
I would know it. I would know that. Let's not even go there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's actually where they met. That's where the band formed.
They a 311 song, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guarantee you. That was their heyday.
That was. Well, still currently.
They still got all those diehard fans around hanging out for 311 days.
Hits just coming out their ears and sleeves.
So would your go-to karaoke song be a 311 song?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Go-to karaoke song?
Yeah, let's phrase it. What is your go-to karaoke song? And why?
The two best karaoke songs I've ever sung in my life were Dream On and Aerosmith.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on! The musician over here, what the hell is Dream On?
Aerosmith?
Aerosmith. Steven Tyler.
Steven
Tyler and the boys.
Didn't have any of the things around the microphone, though. Let's not get into that.
Boas.
Is it boas or is it scarves?
It's scarves. My favorite thing about...
Do you know
why those scarves exist? I find this fascinating, personally. Because he tied them to his microphone, and he would hide cocaine inside of the microphone, or inside of the scarves, so that when he was singing, he could just rip
really
a line.
True,
yeah, it's completely true.
There's rumors about that, like Jimi Hendrix.
Because I've read articles where he talks about it. I've read the acid and all that nonsense. No, I've read articles where he actually talks about that.
Writing articles?
Like, yeah.
Let's get back to it. Okay, right, whatever.
Yeah. And then, is this your one?
That one, and then my other best song I've ever sung was YMCA one time.
Did you do the thing, too?
I did it. I got the whole crowd on the ad.
I would never do
it. It was at this place called the Jupiter in Tuscaloosa.
I feel like people take two approaches to karaoke.
You either
try to be really funny and sing it badly because you know you're bad or whatever, or you...
It's always the worst decision.
Or you try to make it sound really good, or you try to, like, you know, really feel it and sing really well. And with YMCA, I'm going to guess you're the former. You're just trying to make people laugh.
Trying to get the crowd into it and stuff. I consider myself probably, like, a top-notch A-plus singer when it comes down to it. I can just belt notes, just, you know, the highs and the lows.
The highs and the mids.
Can you hit the mids?
Mids, not so much.
Everything but the mids.
That's a really rare range you have.
Yeah, really rare, yeah. That's actually what makes me very unique as a singer.
YMCA is perfect because it has, you know, it has those really high parts, but also those really low bassy parts.
Yeah. Anyway, what is your...
Yeah, what's yours, Sam?
My go-to song... I take the latter approach of actually trying to sound good. I don't know if that makes me a douchebag, but that's...
Might clear out the bar, but...
That's just what I do.
Dickhead over here.
I always do either Into the Mystic by Van Morrison, because it's got, like, that really long high note. Like,
arrogance.
Want to rock, you know.
I mean, this is arrogance over here.
Or I do Say It Right by Nelly Furtado.
What? Who puts that in a Nelly Furtado? See, that's more something I'm a little bit more surprised about. A Nelly Furtado song?
I like Nelly Furtado.
Oh, Jesus. She's really hot, but I don't know about her music at all.
Her music's hot.
Yeah, whatever. I think Timbaland's already taken care of that.
Are they together?
I don't know. He just produced a ton of her music. He was in all those music videos and whatnot. And I was just jealous of him. That's all.
Well, Dylan?
What about you, Dylan?
Dylan, what's your go-to song?
See, the way that I think about it is karaoke. Let's be honest. Everybody is already hammered. Everybody just wants to hear songs that they can sing along to. And if you sing a song that everybody else can sing along to, everybody gets really jazzed about it, and it doesn't matter how shitty it's
singing
you
even,
are.
They don't even hear you at all.
Yeah. You're just sitting there, you're just basically leading a chorus over here, and just like, here we go. So my go-to karaoke song is Always Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Okay, that's a great one.
Because whether you like Weezer or not,
You know the words.
Yeah. And even whether you like it or not, you love hearing other people sing it, and you sing it with them because it makes you happy. Yeah. And so I would much rather hear a song like that than hear someone just, butcher the hell out
that's
of it.
That's a really good answer. Yeah, I've actually seen someone do that at a karaoke bar, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it's always really fun. I mean, it's just like anytime I sit down and I try to do some karaoke, it's just like, what's everyone going to get excited about? This one. And then you become the hero at the bar. And you're just like, look at me. I'm just being a hero right now. Never a hero.
So, I did some research. Is that your only one, or you have another you'd like to do?
The other one would be Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah, you said that. Okay.
That would be the other one.
Too. Yeah, I bet everyone knows that song without realizing it, too.
Oh, everybody knows Teenage Dirtbag. It's a fun one.
So I did some research.
It's terrible.
With the territory of people hobbying hard, there's going to be people who really get into karaoke enough to make survey data. So I found some research on the top karaoke songs performed through, January 2008 through September 2010.
Worldwide?
You know, this is... Okay, I'll give credit to the people who made this. The U.S. Karaoke Alliance, they sent a...
Oh my god.
They have, like, registered karaoke
bars.
Sorry,
Karaoke Alliance, I didn't mean to laugh at you.
No, yeah, we salute you.
It's like competitive karaoke.
No, they have, like, registered karaoke bars with their alliance, and so they got survey data from them over... 2 years, something like that. Almost 2 years.
Yeah,
it's a long time.
Or actually, almost 3 years. What do you guys think are some of the top karaoke songs? Because I feel like everyone has an idea of what people perform all the time. What's a good sing along song?
I don't know. What are they?
Totally cheating.
I'll give you a hint.
There's a lot of songs in the world. I'm trying to see the shit.
The number one is a duet. It's a rap rocker turned country star from Detroit.
No, okay.
Do you know where I'm going?
Like
with
Kid
this?
Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah, well
Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow pictures.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
That's the number one song.
I just saw the sheet.
Is Guns N' Roses on there somewhere?
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, is Guns N' Roses on there? Oh, I like Garth Brooks is in the top five.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
Carrie Underwood.
That's not surprising. Oh, here we go.
Neil Diamond.
Guns
sure.
N' Roses, number 44, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, I'm surprised that's not number one, because I feel like every time I go to karaoke, at least one idiot does it.
Oh, Skinner's down there?
Oh, of course. What is it? Sweet Home Alabama?
Yeah, Sweet Home.
Yeah, got big favorite.
Chili Peppers.
Also,
that's actually
pretty surprising.
Here,
number 7, Black Velvet by Alanna Miles.
What the hell is
that?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Oh, Sublime Santeria, number 8. I'm not surprised, but Baby Got Back? Yeah. What a surprise. Those are always
see
those are standards.
Classic.
Love Shack.
Love Shack is actually my ringtone for about a year.
It's interesting.
I was single that whole year.
Yeah. You got a Love Shack going for sure. See, why didn't you go with Rock Lobster at least? Come on, bro.
At least that's postmodern.
Yeah.
Radiohead Creep. I mean, that would probably...
That's a sad song.
Yeah, that
See,
would,
I don't,
that
happens all
out.
The time, though.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody, definitely.
People do that. No, we're talking about Creep. People do that all the time. they sing, like, really sad songs, and, like, it makes me uncomfortable. I feel like everyone's uncomfortable. Like, also on this list, Evanescence. That's, like, my go-to example. Like, that's just the saddest shit ever. And it's always, like, a really pale goth girl who's, like, just, like, not even looking at anyone, and well, just, like, bending over singing
usually,
the song.
Here's what happens when that usually happens at a karaoke bar. The second that some asshole gets on stage and tries to do something like that, that's when people stop giving a shit. They just go, all right, time to get some more beers, try to reload. All right, oh, there's that girl. I'm going to try to stick my tongue down her mouth.
Yeah,
all
man,
right.
If I heard all these songs in the course of one night, I would probably be pretty hammered after the time they all got yeah. done.
The second someone sings any Sublime song, I'm just getting completely wasted.
We're going to read out the top 10 right here. Yeah, so we have Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow, Picture.
Mm-hmm. One.
Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats, number two.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
Ooh. Travolta and
Summer Nights
from Greece.
Summer Nights Greece. Classic movie, by the way. Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. Four.
Yeah, that's definitely expected. I would probably put that number one.
Now, I would just
Brooks Garth, or Garth Brooks, as some people like to call him.
Sometimes Chris Gaines.
If you're Googling.
Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
No, that happens all the time, yeah.
Alana Miles.
I mean, that's the only karaoke song in Boston.
Black Velvet.
It probably is.
Sublime Santeria, number 8. Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. And to finish out the top 10, B-52's Love Shack.
Yeah, those are...
Actually, I saw today, this morning, actually, on the Today Show, that there's this thing in Dallas. It's called a karaoke cab, and it's just a normal cab, but he has a karaoke machine in it. And
they did
a little special. It was about a five-minute special, and the girl was going around, and so she would be in it, like the Today Show correspondent. I forgot her name. The brunette girl. And I think there's actually a couple of brunettes on there.
Is it that one?
Catherine. I think you're thinking about Catherine. It's not Catherine.
So there's someone with she's like got an Egyptian last name. It's like Cat B or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Who cares? I'm actually really interested in the character.
Is that the show? Is that the show with Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, that's Kathy Lee and Hoda. She transitioned.
Hoda Kotb. That's what I'm thinking of.
She transitioned all.
Those two are always just getting hammered. Don't worry about it.
She's on GMA?
Yeah.
She might have been on GMA for a little while. Today's show is definitely the better of the morning shows, right. I believe. Better content. They got Al Roker. Can't go wrong.
Local shows.
Al Roker's terrible.
The local morning shows?
Yeah, those can be funny.
Those can be.
Well, they got Willard, too.
I don't know.
I like Willard.
Local ones. Anyways, okay, so.
I prefer Morning Joe, personally. Morning Joe is just a wonderful television program.
I don't know that one.
No, it's on CNN. Don't worry about it.
it's too fancy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Too fancy.
You gotta learn about casseroles and...
Tiki Barber used to be on it. Don't worry about it.
Tiki Barber was on it for a little while.
He's coming back to the NFL.
He's not coming back. He's in my fantasy.
No, Tiki Barber is just disappearing into the mist. Let's just forget about Tiki Barber.
I was able to pick him up from the waiver wire.
Good pickup, bro. Anyway.
So the girl was going around in the cab itself, and so they would go around and pick people up and everything, and they would sing songs. It was very entertaining, and then as a setup, but they played it off like it was not a setup, is that they had the Washington, D.C. correspondent was actually there, and then, you know, they acted really surprised. He got in the cab and everything, and then they went around for about 3 or 4 minutes around Dallas just singing songs. They actually showed the footage.
What songs they sing? Do you remember?
I don't, because it was kind of muted and they were talking about it a little bit. But then they like had little clips of it and everything.
Probably from this list.
I mean, it probably was the hits for sure. I mean, they're not churning out just non-hits.
No, it's got to be like Journey. I mean, it's got to be Don't Stop Believing.
But yeah, so it's in Dallas, and it's,
maybe we should go try that out sometime.
We definitely should.
I love everything about this because, you know, just tell you, I started
and
thinking.
It's normal rates, by the way.
It's normal rates. You just get to karaoke the entire time. He takes everything except personal checks, too, according to the website.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
man.
It. You know,
he's, I know.
Take American Express, but he won't take that.
I requested no debit card.
Anyway, so I like that so much. One of my favorite television programs is Cash Cab.
Yeah, so it's like Cash Cab with karaoke.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny because it's like, you know, the Cash Cab. No, but
it's still exciting.
Well, what's exciting about the Cash Cab is that, like, if you're in New York City, there's like one in a billion chance you'll ever get in it. But the whole time you're sitting there,
you know where the karaoke cab is.
Do you? Is it not just a regular cab?
Call and request it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But he does run normal routes,
that,
though, too.
You know where to find it. And see, no, that just took away the excitement for me.
Well, he does run normal routes, but you could also call and request it.
Well, see, I just like the idea of just pulling over a cab and just being getting in it and just be like, what song would you like to sing? Journey? Here you go. Got to sing the entire time you're in the cab. You stop singing, I'm kicking your ass out. No, don't worry about it.
I think the karaoke cab is a perfect first date opportunity, honestly.
You're such a romantic.
Yeah, imagine that. They're like, you know, so you bring a girl on a date, and the next day she's at work, and they go, what'd you do last night? It's like, actually, we drove around in the karaoke cab for 3.5 hours. It was delightful.
We took the back roads to a restaurant so we could finish the song.
We were really getting into the Red Hot Chili Peppers, guys. Don't worry about it.
So let's take it to the portion of the show where we talk about the weird fact of the week. Was that your weird fact? Or...
Candy.
Or do you have another?
I don't have it.
Oh, then let's say that's your weird fact.
That's my weird
Dawn,
fact.
Dawn, do you have a weird fact?
No.
Damn it. Okay, well, I'll
just drop the ball.
I'll give you the one single lone weird fact for the week. And hang on, let me go back to my research.
Yeah.
All right, so this article was in the New York Times in February 2010. It takes place in the Philippines. And apparently, people are getting murdered because they sang Frank Sinatra's My Way at karaoke bars.
So Frank Sinatra is causing genocide in a country.
Okay, so
that's interesting.
And they're attributing like this, like, well, apparently the Philippines is just a violent country in general.
Mm-hmm.
And being in Asia, it's also very popular to do karaoke. So it says at least a half a dozen victims in the past decade have been murdered for singing My Way at a karaoke bar, and they've even dubbed them the My Way Killings. And so it's become like this urban legend, and
Is it just like one person who's doing this? Is he like the
Jack
the Ripper that's
just
going around and killing
people
for singing it?
It's just something that happens when you sing this song, like... people in the Philippines, they know about this so much that like a lot of karaoke bars have cut it from their karaoke list. Like they'll just ban it. They won't let anyone sing it. And also people who sing at karaoke, they know not to sing it. Like they just won't do it. So just no one does it. And to add to that, let's see. There's a man in Malaysia who is stabbed
for
hogging. Well, this is. Other than My Way.
Yeah.
There's a Malaysian man that was stabbed for hogging the microphone at a karaoke bar. This is just karaoke violence in general.
Hogging the microphone?
Yeah, hogging the microphone.
So what did he sing? What did he do? Like sing like a 20-minute Slayer song?
Yeah, maybe it was like a Tool medley.
He just sang Schism 4 times in a row. He's on the mic for 40 minutes.
And then...
That wouldn't be too bad.
By the way, my favorite thing...
That'd be wonderful.
My favorite thing is when people pick really long songs... That have like really long instrumental breaks.
And then they just sit there like headbanging or standing up,
just
not knowing what to do.
They're just sitting there for 3 minutes,
yeah,
not
like
doing
measure,
anything.
Measure break, there's like 20 measures.
If I'm ever doing a song like that, I just sit there and chug a beer. That's generally what I do.
And also, okay.
Break.
This is wild. A man in Thailand killed 8 of his neighbors after they sang John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads at a karaoke bar.
Jesus Christ.
He killed 8 of them. And then, bringing it back to the U.S., in Seattle, a woman punched a man for singing Yellow by Coldplay.
That's actually hilarious.
So I thought that was a pretty good weird fact of the week. Let's wrap this up with the final question, which is, would you do this hobby? Porter?
Would I do this hobby?
Could you become part of the karaoke elite that dedicate their lives to mastering and competing in karaoke?
Here we go. Yeah, here's the question.
Is there like a big karaoke circuit out there?
No, yeah, there actually is.
Yes, that's what we've been talking about.
There's a competitive karaoke league. It's like the NFL, but it's karaoke. Then people go all around.
It's like the NFL.
Yeah.
It's like the NFL.
To give you an example of a good comparison.
Yeah, it's the NFL, except it's with karaoke. I mean, there's this whole movie called Duets about it with Huey Lewis.
Oh, yeah, we forgot talking about Duets.
Duets, what a fantastic, delightful film with Huey Lewis.
So it's
and
all
Paul
about
Giamatti.
Somebody who like tours the country.
No, it's all about a group of people that somehow now decide to start doing competitive karaoke. My favorite part of the entire movie is Paul Giamatti, who is a businessman who is constantly, like, living in hotels, flying around the country. He comes home at the beginning of the movie and sees that his kids don't really know him at all because he's spent so much time living in hotels that he just has a mental breakdown. He quits his job, leaves his family, gets his ear pierced with, like, and gets a crucifix earring, and then just decides to become a competitive karaoke guy and just drives around the country singing competitive karaoke against Huey Lewis.
That's also where the Huey Lewis Gwyneth Paltrow song Cruisin' came from.
That's right. Gwyneth Paltrow
and
also
actually now a karaoke
gem,
a popular karaoke song.
It's a gem. If you've never heard one.
Original question: I don't think I can get into karaoke as a hobby. Honestly, okay. I think it's gonna be more of a something fun to do when I'm out, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't think it can become just a full hobby. My singing probably shouldn't be let out of the shower, honestly. But I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
Okay, I'm gonna say I think I could get into karaoke. I mean, what we've been talking about, like people get pretty intense, but I really like singing and singing in front of people. I sort of already do that.
Just make sure not to sing any Frank Sinatra or any Malaysians.
If you're in Philippines. As long as you play it safe. Karaoke is fun if you know what you're doing.
I personally would love to see someone just get jacked in the face for singing a Coldplay song at karaoke.
Practice,
I think that would be the funniest
practice
thing.
Practice safe karaoke, guys.
Practice safe karaoke.
No, I like karaoke. I like singing. I think I could do it. I think I can get into this. I give it a yes.
You give it a yes? Okay. Dylan.
When it comes down to competitive karaoke and doing this, just like sitting there and doing it something normally for fun when I'm sober, I don't think it's something that I could ever get into.
Yeah, okay, so it doesn't hurt that it's something that is done at a bar.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Right. See, if I'm at a bar, sure, I could do it if I'm at a bar. I've done it a billion times. So sometimes I'll sit down and if my friends are, it is a lot, maybe be a billion and one, who knows. I mean, it's something that I've totally sat down and been like, bros, let's go karaoke tonight. You know, I've done it plenty of times, but
we need to do, guys.
Let's definitely do that.
Yeah. We should go to the Common Interest, though. Egos is too popular. We got to go to the Common Interest.
Yeah.
They have the best local advertising.
They also have it at Highball, I saw.
We need to go to some indie.
Highball's too expensive, though.
I know, but they have it.
Yeah, they do have it. It's just a pricey place.
Anyway,
yeah. Cruise ships. Let's take a cruise ship just to do karaoke the entire time.
Worth it.
It would be worth it. Yeah, especially if it's the 311 cruise ship. Bringing it back. All right.
Do they have one?
The
311 day was on a cruise ship.
It was on a cruise.
Why didn't you go?
I don't know. It was the worst decision of my life.
That's the worst decision
of
your life.
I'm really surprised that you didn't go.
I'm very disappointed in myself.
All right. Well,
sorry, guys.
Well, anyway, so when it comes down to competitive karaoke and just throwing myself out there, when it comes down to doing things with a group of people that I'm friends with and just singing some asinine songs while enjoying a few cocktails, for sure, I can do that.
Well, so which is it?
Yeah, well...
All right, then yes! It's a yes!
So the
answer is yes. As long as I'm not doing competitive things, that I don't have to go up against Huey Lewis, because obviously he's going to win every time.
So the eyes have it. Karaoke's a good hobby.
It is a solid hobby.
Good hobby.
So I guess we'll leave you with that.
What are we going to do next week?
Next week...
Did we make a decision on that?
We haven't even talked about that.
All right.
Let's just go with...
Next week we're going to do paintballing.
Yeah, we'll just go with paintball. It's probably not going to be paintball, but...
No, it's going to be paintball. We just decided.
All right, it's fine. It's paintball.
Sam doesn't like the idea of paint. All right, let's go paintballing this weekend. Oh, that sounds fun.
It's actually getting cool. It's getting cooler now.
Cooler.
Anyway, this has been Hobby Hard. I'm Sam Zena.
I'm Dylan Heimbrock.
Sam Porter.
All right, cool. Thanks, bud. Mga oras, siguradong alam mo yun. Pag nangagat ako, nang kaya kong umuya. Pero sa lahat-lahat, pag may pagdududa, ito'y sinubukan.